recent survey data, which has given us an understanding of the investigations into the socio-economic impacts of the COVID-19 national lockdown. And it shows that an estimated 3 million jobs have been lost in South Africa between February and April 2020. That's a huge number, Afropolitans. From what we understand from this report, it actually shows that twice as many jobs were lost by women than men. So we will be speaking to a representative of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's employment practice, part of the company that participated in the survey, and really peel back the many layers as to what this does mean, not only from an economic perspective, but from a socio-economic perspective. For most households, when a mother is the primary income earner, it usually has, according to studies and what we've witnessed, a far-reaching impact in terms of economic responsibility and social positive impacts. Not only does a woman primarily take care of her own household, but along the lines even assist with neighbors, community members, and distant family members. So if a woman happens to lose a job within her own family environment, there's usually far-reaching economic impacts there. So we'll give you some insight as to what these numbers reveal, and for those who are still lucky enough to be working from home, what alternatives that they might actually have available to them, especially if they've had to take a salary cut within one space or another. We're keen to hear your feedback, Afropolitan, so do dial in 086-000-959. But for the moment, let's give you some insight into that report and what exactly the survey reveals as we speak to Fiona Leppin, director in Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's employment practice. Fiona, a warm welcome to Kaya Biz and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to getting more insight as to what has been revealed by recent surveys suggesting that at least 3 million jobs have been lost in South Africa. We are in Women's Month and we do understand that women for most households are primary caregivers. What are we seeing in terms of employment practices and how women have been impacted by the current labor market environment?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's a sad reality that women appear to be impacted most severely in upcoming retrenchments. And you might ask why. We have the employment equity legislation. We have rights that underpin women in the workplace. What are we doing wrong here? And we must remember the pandemic has had a really serious impact in many sectors of our economy. Mm-hmm. For example, in tourism, in beauty care, in certainly restaurant trade, a lot of women are employed there. And these are segments of our economy that have been in shutdown for some time, and only very recently have we started to see that opening up. But there is still great reticence on the part of many persons to go to a restaurant or to go to a beauty salon because of concerns about the transmission and the potential transmission of this highly contagious virus. Yeah. And so it's knocking on job security. Women are finding themselves in the front line of layoffs or reduced working hours. And as you rightly point out, that's having a deleterious impact in terms of the economic unit back at home. Mm. And where there's reduced income and the breadwinner is the female in that household, she might not have been able to bring in additional help for domestic work, to help with children and childcare and children not all back at school, how that's impacted, because women bear the brunt of that too, mm. in terms of teaching and guiding little ones. And this is just turned our world upside down. And South Africa is certainly impacted in much the same way as the rest of the world, but I sometimes think it's worse here, yeah. because there's so much that sits on the shoulders of the female in that type of household.
Innate societal inequalities that exist probably exacerbate the situation, as you correctly state, Fiona. But I'm keen to understand from your interactions with corporate clients and what you're witnessing from the environment as to what role employers are playing in assisting their female employees with this additional pressure.
Right. So where possible, obviously employers have been encouraged to have employees working from home. And as we know, there are certain jobs that can't be done in that environment, but there are some that can. But what I have been noticing and speaking to clients is that many employers are expecting their employees to carry on as normal without realizing what the other pressures are which have been brought to bear because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And this juggling act is taking a strain on working parents and the women as well, obviously.
A lot of added pressure and quite concerning, given that one is just expected to continue as per normal. For those who have the luxury of being able to work from home, is the pressure slightly easier?
Now, that's an interesting one because I read up, this was something that was written about arising from the London College in the United Kingdom, noting that. And also another study by the Institute of Fiscal Studies. And they noted in a survey of more than 3,500 parents in opposite gender two-parent households, the study revealed that working mothers were spending less time on paid work and due to the domestic responsibilities and working on average less, maybe up to 2 hours, two fewer hours per day. On their activities that should be dedicated to work. And how is that translating when the employer wants full productivity and full output and outcomes? And you've got to ask yourself, am I expecting too much? Because suddenly the working day doesn't have a starting point and an ending point. It just carries on. We can be in meetings from 6:30 in the morning. Those meetings can invariably carry on into the evenings or over weekends and the public holiday in your personal time that you need to be dedicating to other things. Mm. So there's this problem that's creeping in, and we do need to take account of health and safety as a core right and components of our working day. We've got to look after that and family responsibility. But is that really being acknowledged? Those are core rights under the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Working hours, working hour arrangements have to take into account health, safety, and of course, family responsibility.
Fiona, you mentioned some very critical points there, and I think those are certainly themes that will shape the future of employment practice in South Africa. And we look forward to touching base with you in the upcoming months as to what various industries implement in order to alleviate the pressures on their workforce, but most importantly, still keep up with productivity. Afropolitans, that was Fiona Leppin. She's a director in Cliff Decker Hofmeyr's employment practice, giving us some insight as to how women in South Africa have fared in our labor market, especially post the COVID-19 national lockdown that has resulted in several jobs being lost. For the moment, it's 19 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's get your latest traffic update.